The board exited the executive session at 6:05 with no action taken. Okay, one other thing that I wanted to discuss was the the merger. Sorry, I had it in notes and it was gone. So we had talked a while back about the thought of North Troy and Troy merging, which many small villages have done. Basically, mm-hmm. The old-fashioned village one because it had a hook and ladder company. So they covered their area, right? So a lot of towns have changed. So we had talked about it a while back, and then all this MERC grant money came, and the first meeting that we had, the guy from the state, we said, starting to look into 3 years ago, the thought of merging, and he's like, if you can get money for the village and the town, skip the merging until after you've got the grant right. money, obviously, because it would mean only one of us would get it. So we kind of put it on the back burner. They're not actively doing anything. It's not costing any money. We're just like we're doing here. They're sitting there and kind of talking about it a little bit. Just started last month at our meeting. And basically Gaston has notified, I believe it's Lindenville, went through a merger and asked some information on timeline, attorneys that they use, so you're not, who do you hire that's done a merger, right? It's cheaper right. to get somebody that's done it before, you know? And so somebody from Lindenville had gotten back with him with quite a lot of information that he's going to share with us next Tuesday night. Which just kind of open for discussion, and I just said I'd bring it up tonight just so that it ain't like we're doing it behind anybody's back at a town mm-hmm. level. It's just nobody's really doing much other than Gaston wanted to see the timeline and what it involves, and it will take, 2 years, 3 years maybe, there's informational mm-hmm. meetings, and there's voting, and there's, your PowerPoints, and, showing people the advantages and disadvantages. And
the thing is, I never saw this before, but we had the ARPA money and then we had the MERC money, and if this keeps up, it kind of changes the pros and cons. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, mm-hmm. but that ARPA money was a lot. That mm-hmm. was helpful, yep. and the MERP money is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fire departments are two different categories of fire departments, right? So they can merge okay? Or
the village has a hook and ladder company.
Yeah.
So village people pay for the village fire department. Troy Fire Department is private. Mm-hmm. They ask for appropriations of Troy and village, Troy and Westfield people.
So it would be, if they merged, we would become more...
We would no longer have a hook and ladder company.
Right.
So at that point, it would be regrouping and, Troy accepting North Troy Fire Department to join them. The members would become Troy Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I'd be possibly having a Troy truck here.
Yeah.
So it's on this side of town.
Yeah.
Another truck, or buying the North Troy Fire Department truck to, all in the sale, the merger
company,
type thing.
Yeah, I would think they would have to buy it. We wouldn't mm-hmm. just hand over.
No. That's right.
Yeah.
Because yep. they're not a Troy Fire Department.
That's right. Yes, definitely.
Company.
But the truck, the truck and supplies are here, and it would make sense for them to have a bay in North Troy, being that,
right.
What else are we going to, once you merge, what are you going to do with this building if you don't,
Right.
But, the library will stay. So there's a library, library, it's not going to go away.
The whole right. town would pay for
the whole town would pay for the full appropriate, their taxes would pay for, the budget that Jay doesn't pay for, the rest of it would be all of us together paying for the library.
Yeah. And so basically the money that we set aside now for the fire department would kind of be what they...
I don't know why this is in front of me. Put it over there.
Put it in front of me, and my file is bigger than your file. What, sorry?
So it would be basically be like the money we set aside right now for the fire department, we could be set aside for what they ask for.
Right. And so chances are if they get North Troy, they're going to ask the town of Troy for a bigger appropriation, possibly, because it's a bigger area that they're going to cover.
Right.
You know, not just mutual aid to North Troy, right?
Right.
But, yeah. But then at that point, you know, the whole town would be paying for it. Like, as we, right now, we're paying for North Troy Fire Department in mm-hmm. North Troy.
Yeah.
And then we're paying we're paying our portion of the appropriation for Troy Fire Department as well.
Right.
Because we, you know, live in both. So
right.
The village is paying to both. Where the only thing we don't pay as village residents is the highway in Troy.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for everything else, but they don't pay for our highway or our library, well, other than appropriation, you know, they pay.
Which we pay part of that.
Which we pay part of that appropriation,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're paying that twice too. But there's also real benefits in for the townspeople to have us merge too, because two, 3 weeks ago, Steve at our water and sewer plant had Ashley Lutch come, and she used to work for the state, and now she's some kind of a person that helps you with if you do a project to make sure your rates are high enough to cover, you know, unforeseen circumstances and all that. And she's done that for years. She's come to see us years ago when I first started, and she came back a few years ago, and she was saying that, you know, getting, you know, having everything, having an idea of where you're at all times. And she just brought up a lot of different ideas. And she said, you know, like in the merger, it would be very beneficial to also include the fact that, you know, Troy is, you know, getting us is so much more appealing to Troy getting us 20 years ago with the debt that we had 20 years ago.
Oh,
in
yeah.
North Troy, where now we have this building and the shape that this building is in, and, you know, it's a great building. I mean,
right.
This is a great, great building to get, and there's a lot of very positive things about Troy wanting us, where in the past it was like we had quite a large debt load, and it's like, holy crap,
well,
you know.
We've also built up, we've had surpluses, like, and built up our general...
Fund balance.
General fund
absolutely.
Balance.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Well,
so there's a lot more positive.
Yeah, and I was shocked to hear that our guys here are not like CPR trained or anything, and that blew me away. So that would be, I would imagine if they merged, that would be part of that too, because all of Troy's are.
Yeah.
I would think, you're talking about the fire department?
Yeah.
I would think that they would want to keep a place here open because they're paying us $5,000 to cover parts. Areas
that's
that
right.
They can't get to as quickly as we could. And if they didn't have that, they'd have to come from all the way down there, all the way.
Oh, yeah,
for
no,
fire.
No, that,
yeah, I think
that's
they would
right.
keep it.
Yeah.
But our guys would probably have to be CPR certified then if they were under Troy.
Yeah. Okay, so next thing is board reorganization. And let me get this thing filled out. Oh, we also have this application for Ripley that we got this
application for what?
Water and sewer. Water and sewer hookup?
Yes.
So this is going to be up above Don Austin's house, right up here on 243, the piece of land that was Don's sister-in-law's, sold it to Rick Blay from Derby Line. I think he lives, Derby Line. Yeah. And he wants water and sewer hookup, and Carson said it's possible. The water and sewer both run right through there, right?
Right.
Yep. So that's good. Nice to have a new connection.
Yeah.
New payer on the list.
So, yeah, we need to update this form because it still has HONO on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have
yeah,
to.
We can do that. Yeah.
I looked at that and I said, no, I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. fine. We can update it another mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
So. So he doesn't sign it? Nowhere do we sign it? Huh.
I know, I thought that was
strange.
Yeah. Now, is he just doing water?
Water and sewer.
Yeah. Because it says water bond is charged 4 times yearly. Also, sewer bond.
Yeah, that's your next one. You got them separate.
Oh, okay. He's got a thing for 200, that's just for this.
It's 100 per application.
Yes.
And then the connection fee is more once they actually connect.
Well, I don't see where even we sign.
No, it's weird.
Yeah, or him. So we're voting.
So I think we make a motion to accept the water and sewer application for Richard Belay for property he owns on Vermont Route 243.
Now, is the water and sewer already go by there, or is yeah. he one beyond?
No, it goes beyond, yeah.
Okay. So he's just building on a bare land right now?
He said something yeah. about putting a mobile home on it.
Yeah. So yeah, just in the minutes that we approve the connection to new connection for water and sewer, right?
Oh, good. I make a motion that we approve it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
And she seconds it. Okay.
All right.
It's approved officially.
Yep.
Okay. Next we have board reorganization.
Do you have the form?
We don't need it. I've got this. This is municipal boards. This is the procedures for municipal boards. But as far as, do you want to keep me as chair?
I make a motion that Terry be the chair.
I'll second it.
I make a motion Helene be vice chair.
And I'll second it.
Okay.
That was quick.
That's quick. No, I
okay. So rules of procedure. Go ahead, Terry.
I was going to say, I think there we have our, you know, our thing that we came up with that broke down, you know, like how long people had to give a...
And it's this.
Oh, that's
this. Yes, yes, this is it. Yep, this is it. So this tells you what day, you know, you meet this second Tuesday at 5 p.m. and special meetings are announced 24 hours in advance. Where is it? At the beginning of each agenda, but before any action is taken by the public body at any meeting, there may be 10 minutes afforded to open public comment. The minutes will be equally divided out to all members of the public with not more than 3 minutes allowed per person.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's all the same as what we've had before, and all...
I make a motion we continue to use it. It's worked out well.
Okay.
Sign it.
We all need to sign it right here.
Okay.
Today's an 8th?
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else anybody can think of?
No.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn the meeting at 6:20.
A second one.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at 6:20.